You're 93 now. Nancy passed away February 17th of 2014. She was 92. Do you recall the last big trip the two of you made at what age you would have been?
We were both 91. We were just within 9 months of each other in birth. I teased my in-laws and said that when I was born, that they learned about this kind of wild person that had been born in the West, and that they got very busy one night and conceived a daughter just for me, 9 months almost to the day. So we were both 91 at the time, and we took a trip to 5 different Greek islands, which we had not visited before, with one exception. And we'd been to the Greek islands 4 times. But these were on the western side of Greece. Thoroughly enjoyed it, and had planned and took a separate trip, because we spent long times on our travel during the winter months, and took a separate trip going down the coast of Africa on a boat. We took the trip largely because it was going to end up seeing a full solar eclipse, which we had never seen. We had seen partials, but never a full. And we were seeing countries in Africa that we had also already seen, but never from the coast, because we weren't taking boat rides in the prior years. When we hit 90, I think it was, that we started boat riding instead of hiking and trekking. We were fortunate to be in good physical condition and to be able to really enjoy nature and not the Himalayas. We weren't hiking the Himalayas in those days, but we were going to places where there were mountains. We can say there's Turkey Mountain in Tulsa, and there are the Himalayas, and somewhere in between we could find a number of other mountains that we walked that had beautiful topography. Nature and topography gave us a satisfaction in the challenge of the walk. The last trip that we took was a boat trip. We went past the various West African countries that we had been to, walking and biking, in fact. And there we were on an island off the coast of Senegal, where the solar eclipse, according to this particular company, would be best viewed as any place on planet Earth. And the eclipse was a remarkable experience. When I got on the ship and heard that there were 30 or so passengers who were scientists, some of them had been as much as 17 total solar eclipse trips, I thought, how can you do anything like that and be satisfied? You know, one time we knew would be enough for us. Well, we took the trip, and one time was not enough. It was an incredibly interesting, very, very brief minute or 2 minute experience. Came home at the end of November of 2013 with Nancy not feeling well, and we weren't sure whether it was just kind of seasickness, maybe, because several of the people had gotten seasick on the boat trip. She felt not on the boat. Why would I be seasick now? But maybe that's what it is. But I'll go see the doctor. That's when that started, and she died in February. It was cancer of the uterus. I do want to put in a plug for Green Country Hospice Care. It made an incredible difference in what kind of care we would have gotten, we believe, had we been anywhere, such as at home, in a hospital, or wherever, without hospice. We had that excellent care. It's only a 25-30-year-old program that started in England, we understand. It's something that if one can handle it, in our case, it was a without-charge service. They survived totally on contributions.
And that name of that hospice, again, is?
Green Country.
Green Country. In her interview, she said, when I got this cancer, I can't complain. I have had 90 years of the best life of anyone I have ever known. It's the way she accepted that.
She did, and she was dry-eyed. I was just trying to control my tears. I think her strength through all of those days, which were fortunately so few, and I say fortunately because death was said to be inevitable, and we were prepared for death, I think, from the time we hit the 60s and understood that our lifespan was supposed to be ending. By the time we hit the 80s, we figured anything and everything that we had from that point forward was a gift. We continued to live it as we had, and that was a gift because of our health and friends and all of the pluses that existed in our lives. So when it ultimately hit, and we had no idea when it would end, the doctor was giving us some encouragement, you know, that it would be 6 months, but no way of really knowing. So I say fortunate that it was short and that the hospice program controlled it, because that is what they are supposed to do, provide comfort.
Yeah.
And they provided comfort.
In my interview with her, I asked her what was a key highlight in her life, and she said immediately, marrying Ray.
Well, I have to say the same in reverse. Our marriage was just remarkable.
Yeah.